Before I listen to the sermon, read Luke chapter 4. Yeah, because last Wednesday we had some connection problems. Some of you just tried to connect.
That
didn't work out.
I
decided today to preach a sermon from Wednesday.
So,
if you never come on Wednesdays, today you get a Wednesday experience. Yeah, and of course in Wednesday, we're going verse by verse through the Bible.
Going
from book to book.
Talk about
what's
there.
So on Wednesdays we're going through the Gospel of Luke.
And
what the Gospel of Luke really is basically a journey through the life of Jesus. The ministry of Jesus. Luke is giving an orderly account of what Jesus has said and what he had done.
Now,
we are in chapter 4. And the first part of this chapter was about Jesus being tempted in the wilderness. And today we are basically launching into Jesus in the power of the Spirit doing ministry, starting his ministry. And we'll start in verse 14. Read verse 14 and 15. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. Yeah, so Jesus is going around. Yeah, in Galilee. He's teaching. Yeah, he starts to be known. And the first thing I want to draw out of here is that it says that Jesus taught in their synagogues.
Now,
today, if we think about synagogues, it has kind of negative. No feeling to it.
Yes, that's a manifi.
Now, why do we have a negative feeling? Now, first of all, these are the places where the false religion of Judaism that they used to gather. Yeah, Judaism is a Christ rejecting false religion.
And
no, they are not worshipping the God of the Bible. Go to 1 John. 1 John 2, verse 23.
Yeah.
Whosoever denied the Son, the same had not the Father. But he that acknowledges the Son had the Father also. Yep. Judaism rejects Jesus Christ. Yeah? So therefore they don't have the Father.
Therefore
they don't worship the God of the Bible. Yeah? But if you just read the New Testament,
yeah,
you know that the main persecutors of Christians,
yeah,
are the Jews. Yeah? Paul starts preaching in the synagogues.
Paulos شروع میکنه موعظه کردن در کنیسه.
And mostly he ends up being persecuted.
سنگسار میشه بیرونش میکنن شکنجهش میدن.
It's a few that listen to him, but most of the times he ends up with resistance.
And
of course, the Jews also crucified Christ. They rejected him. Most of them, not all of them. And if you go, and by the time you read to the New Testament, you get to the book of Revelation, you actually find the term the synagogue of Satan. Yeah, go to Revelation 2:9. Yeah, make no mistake, Judaism is a satanic religion. An antichrist religion. They reject Jesus.
Yeah,
the only name by which we must be saved. Revelation 2:9. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan.
اعمال و سختی‌ها و فقر تو را می‌دانم، اما ثروتمند هستی و کفر آنانی را که خود را یهود می‌گویند و نیستند، بلکه از کلیسای شیطانند.
Yeah, so there are a people on this earth that call themselves Jews.
خودشون را یهودی
می‌دانند. But the Bible says in reality they are not Jews.
اما واقعیت یهودی نیستند.
Now, who claim to be Jews on this earth?
کی تو دنیا میگه یهودی امروز؟
Yeah, those who follow Judaism.
کسایی که امروز دنبال روی یهودی
هستند. Those who claim, oh, we are these physical descendants of God's people.
نسل پدری، نسل خداییم از خداوند.
Those are the people that claim to be Jews.
کسایی هستند که خودشون اعلام میکنند.
The Bible says they are not. They're not of God. They are of the synagogue of Satan. Go to Revelation
3:9.
Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee.
از کنیسه شیطان که خود را یهود می نامند و نیستند بلکه دروغ می گویند. اینک ایشان را مجبور خواهم نمود که بیایند و پیش پاهای تو سجده کنند.
Yeah, again, the synagogue of Satan is being mentioned. Yeah, in relation to people who call themselves Jews, but are not. And notice also that it says, yeah, they will come and worship before thy feet. Who are the thy? Who's being referred to? Yeah, go to verse 7. Because these are letters to churches. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things said he that is holy, he that is true, he that is the key of David, he that opened it, and no man shut it, and no man opened it. Yeah, so the die here is Christians. It's a Gentile church, the Church of Philadelphia.
مسیحیان، کلیسای فیلادلفیا مسیحیا بودن. اون تویی که نام میبره منظورش مسیحیان.
It's the Jews who are coming before them, who are the synagogue of Satan.
جلوشون میان و از کنیسه شیطان هستن.
And you say, oh, but aren't they just Jews because they are from a physical nation? Now, that's even a separate discussion which I don't go in. But let's assume they're actually the descendants of the physical Jews. Let's see what the New Testament has to say about that. How much this physical being a physical descendant, how important it is. Romans 2. Romans 2, 28 and
29.
For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of man, but of God.
Three what?
Romans 2, 28 and 29.
28 و 29. دو تا آیه آخر فصل دو.
یهودی آن نیست که در ظاهر است. آنچه در ظاهر در جسم است ختنه نیست. بلکه یهودی آن است که در باطن باشد و ختنه آن که قلبی باشد. در روح نه در حرف که تحسین آن
Yeah, it's not the flesh, it's not the outward things like circumcision that makes somebody a Jew. It's the one who is inwardly a Jew, circumcised of the heart, in the spirit.
Yeah,
with the coming of Jesus Christ, things have changed. We've transitioned from an old covenant to a new covenant. Yeah, a better covenant in Christ.
بهتر در مسیح یک عهد جدید در خدا و در عیسی مسیح.
With that change, some other things changed.
تغییر عهد خیلی چیزها عوض شد.
We've changed from physical nation,
از قوم جسمانی
God's people,
از قوم جسمانی خداوند
باشی. Spiritual nation, the spiritual Israel.
قوم روحانی اسرائیل.
Yeah, from being circumcised in the flesh
از جسمانی
to being circumcised in the heart.
بلکه از قلب ختنه میشیم.
Yeah, being saved in the, نجات پیدا in the spirit, not in the letter.
در روح در روحمون نه در بدنمون.
Galatians 2.
غلاطیان فصل 2.
Yeah, because the promise that is given in the Bible
که کتاب مقدس to Abraham, داده به ابراهیم.
Yeah, it's to his spiritual seed for those who are in Christ.
قولی است که به روح نسل روحانی داده شده نه نسل جسمانی.
Galatians 2:29.
آیه 2 فصل فصل 2 آیه 29. 2
Galatians
2:29.
There's 21. 20 is it 3? 23. 23. 3:29 maybe. 3:29.
Yes.
Yes. And if ye be Christ, then you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Yeah?
اما اگر شما از آن مسیح می باشید هر آینه نسل ابراهیم و بر حسب وعده وارث هستید.
Yep. So, but now go to Psalm 74.
بریم مزمور 74.
Yeah, because I want to show you that these places that are called synagogues didn't start out as places of wickedness.
میخوام توضیح بدم که این جایی که بهش میگن کنیسه چجوری به دست شیطان افتاده.
Yep, Psalm 74 verse 8.
مزمور 74 آیه 8.
Yeah, they said in their hearts, let us destroy them together. They have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land.
در دل خیش گفتن آنان را به تمامی زیر سلطه خود خواهیم داشت. Where 74?
74 verse 8.
در دل خیش گفتن آنان را به تمامی زیر سلطه خود خواهیم داشت. پس همه ملاقاتگاه خدا را در این سرزمین سوزاندن. What verse? What does it say?
74:8. They said in their hearts, let us destroy them together. They have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land. Yeah.
ملاقاتگاه های خداوند همون کنیسه.
This is from the time of the kings. Yeah.
در زمان پادشاهان بوده.
And it talks about synagogues.
در مورد اون ملاقات خداوند.
And it says they're called the synagogues of God.
Of God. کنیسه خداوند. ملاقاتگاه خداوند، کنیسه خداوند.
There was a temple where they worshipped.
معبد مقدس بود اون زمان.
Where they several times a year they would come together.
چند بار در سال از همه جای دنیا دور هم جمع می‌شدن تو معبد مقدس.
To celebrate these feasts that were prescribed.
که اون جشن‌ها و اون عیدها رو داشته باشن.
This was in Jerusalem.
در اورشلیم بود.
But outside that they also came together on a local level.
اما اون توی محلی هم دور هم جمع می‌شدن در کنیسه.
Yeah, where the word of God was taught.
کنیسه که کلام خداوند موعظه می‌شد.
Yeah, where God would be worshipped, where
خدا
پرستیده
می‌شد.
Yeah, they had fellowship, being together
with others. با هم دیگه دعا میکردن.
And this was done on the Sabbath, day of rest.
روز شنبه هر سبت توی ملاقاتگاه کنیسه داره هم جمع میشدن.
But that blessing that these places had in the past.
اما اون برکتی که این جمعگاه اونجایی که ملاقات میکردن برکت داشت.
That's not there anymore.
دیگه اونجا نیست.
Yeah, that is being gone over to the local church.
داده شد به کلیسای محلی.
Yeah, the church in the New Testament is called the house of God.
در کلیسا در عهد جدید خانه خداوند خوانده شد و ستون حقیقت.
Yeah, the church is where believers come together.
جاییست که هر ایماندار هر جایی که هست داره
هم جمع میشه.
اونایی که در مسیح هستن.
Yeah, and where the word of God is taught.
کلام خداوند اونجا درس داده
میشه. Now, why do I stress this point?
چرا این نکته رو تاکید میکنم
براتون؟ Because Jesus had a custom.
چون عیسی مسیح
and pattern in his life.
روشی داشت.
That
روش زندگی داشت.
Would be in the synagogues on the Sabbath day.
خود عیسی هر شنبه میرفت کنیسه.
And we see him also teaching there.
و توی کنیسه درس
read verse 16 of Luke 4.
16 لوقا فصل 4.
And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read.
دست به عادت.
و به ناصره جایی که پرورش یافته بود رسید و به حسب عادت خود در روز سبت به کنیسه در آمده برای تلاوت برخاست.
Yeah, so here we find Jesus going to the synagogue in his hometown.
In Nazareth.
Yeah, often we read about that Jesus is called Jesus of Nazareth.
Yeah, he
comes from the place where people know him.
Yeah,
and others that says this was his custom. This is what he was normally would do. On the Sabbath day, he would be in the synagogue. Yeah, to be in the house of God
در خانه خداوند
together
بودن,
with others.
با هم دیگه بودن.
Yeah, there was a pattern. Now, of course, today we don't keep the Sabbath. Yeah, that's fulfilled in Christ. Yeah, specifically done away with in the New Testament.
But
we also see in the New Testament the church as gathering also on a regular basis.
Yeah,
often we read about how the first day of the week they came together. And what I want you to see here, the example that Jesus sets for us, to have a custom, to have a pattern in their lives, to make it a priority, to be in the house of God. Yeah, when God's people come together.
And
of course, I understand there are legitimate reasons why somebody cannot come to church. I understand that. You can be sick and you can't come. Some extreme events can happen. I understand.
But
normally, regardless of all the common stuff that happens around us, we should make it a priority to be in church. And that's for your own good.
Yeah,
you need to have that gusto in your life. Yeah. Oh, but I'm down, I'm depressed.
That's
a wrong reason not to come to church. I understand it's difficult, but the right place to be is in church.
In fact,
the worst thing somebody can do when down is isolating themselves.
Yeah.
We need to be in the church, in the house of God, letting the word of God refresh you, enjoy the fellowship.
Yeah.
And let people minister to you, pray for you.
Yeah.
It's essential for a Christian to be in church at least every week. Read Hebrews 10:25. Yeah. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching.
و از گرد هم آمدن با یکدیگر غافل نشویم چنان که بعضی را عادت است بلکه یکدیگر را نصیحت کنیم و حتی بیشتر چون که می‌بینید که آن روز نزدیک می‌شود.
Yeah, do not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. As the manner of some is. Yeah. Encourage each other to be in church. And it says, especially as you see the day approaching. Yeah, and this points to when you see the end coming, it's even more important. That you have this custom, this pattern in your life to be in the house of God. Why? Because you need to be reminded of the truth. Why? Because you need to be doctrinally sound. So you're not blown all over the place because you're following false teachings, hurting yourself and hurting others. Why? Because the world is getting increasingly wicked. So your heart doesn't grow cold because of the wickedness around you.
And
something I told several times over the last weeks to somebody, the last couple of years, wickedness has increased in this world significantly.
خیلی زیادتر و زیادتر شده تو چند سال آخر.
Everywhere you look,
هر جایی که نگاه میکنی تو هر منطقه‌ای که می‌بینی
پلیدی،
شرارت دیده میشه. Yeah. گول زدن، دزدی وجود داره.
We need to be at places where there's truth.
باید مکانی باشیم که حقیقت
where we are together with people.
وقتی دور هم جمع میشیم با قوم خداوند حقیقت در کنارمون باشه.
Yeah, we need to follow the example that Jesus
has. باید نمونه عیسی مسیح باشیم.
To commit to be in the local church,
عهد ببندیم که تو کلیسای محلی با هم پیوسته باشیم.
Regularly, every week, or even preferably, four times a week.
دو بار در هفته، سه بار در هفته.
That church is the primary place of discipleship.
جایی باشه که شاگرد سازی شما.
That's God's primary vehicle.
Where the saints are edified,
but also prepared for the work of the ministry.
و برای خدمت خداوند بفرسته.
Yeah. We go out to preach the gospel to everybody who wants to hear.
میریم بشارت برای هر کی که میخواد کلام خدا رو بشنوه.
We baptize them.
تعمید میدیم هر کسی.
But we also teach them all things.
و ولی بعدش تمام حقیقت ها رو.
Yeah, the teaching happens on Wednesday.
اون درس ها چهارشنبه
و
یک شنبه اتفاق میفته.
Primarily.
معمولا این دو تا روز ترسیم میفته.
Yeah, of course, we also can disciple people and somebody gets saved, we help them to grow.
شاگردش بشیم کنارش قرار بگیریم شخصی باها شاگرد
بشیم. Yeah, but the main times will be Wednesday and Sundays.
این دو روزه که داره
Oh, do we have to get to church twice a week?
Now,
you want to be a follower of Christ? You want to be a disciple? Then you need that. You need that exposure. You need to be together with the Christians. You need to join the efforts of the local church. Because that's the vehicle that God has chosen to be a light and pillar of truth in this world. Yeah, when you come to this church, you're not coming here to listen to some kind of 15-minute devotional speech
or motivational speech.
No, you come here to hear the word of God being preached and expounded on. Yeah, you don't come here to hear funny stories. No, you want to come here to hear the word of God. I try to make it as exciting as I can. But I'm probably not a very good entertainer. But I don't need to be because my job is to preach the word of God so you hear the word of God.
So
in the next days you can apply these things in your life. In the next days you can open your own Bible and see if these things are true. And if so, apply them. Yeah, Jesus had a custom to be in the synagogue, to be in God's house, to meet together. Yeah, by the place where the word of God was taught.
جایی که کلام خداوند درس داده.
Yeah, so Jesus now is in Nazareth, his own place.
عیسی مسیح در ناصرت.
And he stands up to read the scriptures.
بلند میشه که آیه
Now read for 17.
آیه 17 لوقا رو بخونید.
Read for 17:20 actually.
تا 20.
Read the whole piece. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance into to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down, and the eyes of all of them were in the synagogue were fastened on him.
آنگاه کتاب اشیا نبی را به دو دادند و چون کتاب را گشود مکانی را یافت که مکتوب است روح خداوند بر من است زیرا که مرا مسح کرد تا فقیران را بشارت دهند و مرا فرستاد تا شکست دلان را شفا بخشند و اسیران را به رستگاری و کوران را به بینایی موعظه کنند و تا کوبندگان را آزاد سازند و سال پسندیده خداوند موعظه کنند پس کتاب را به هم پیچیده به خادم سپرد و بنشست و چشمان همه اهل کنیسه بر وی دوخته بود.
So what did they do in the synagogue?
تو کنیسه.
Were they listening to one great show of group of worshiping and music and all kinds of things? Did they have smoke screens? Did an entertainer come up to just make everybody laugh? No, they read the word of God. They were exposed to the word of God. Yeah? And then Jesus reads the words from the book of Isaiah. And after he's done, they expect him to say something. Okay, you read that, okay. What do you have to say? What is the teaching you're going to give us?
Yeah?
Expounding on the word of God. Now, before we look at the content, yeah, I want to just look up the same passage from the Old Testament that Jesus read. Because there's something interesting about that. And that's from Isaiah chapter 61. Isaiah 61, and we read verses 1 till
3.
The Spirit of the Lord, God is upon me, because the Lord had anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He had sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, in the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Chapter 61, verses 1 to 3. From Isaiah.
و آزادی را به اسیران و رهایی را به محبوسان اعلام کنم تا سال لطف خداوند را اعلام نمایم و از روز انتقام خدای من خبر دهم تا همه محتمیان را تسلا بخشم و به آنان که در سحیم زود بارند تاجی به عوض خاکستر بخشم و روغن شادمانی به عوض سودگاری و ردای ستایش به جای روح گرس آنان بلوطهای پارسایی و نمالهای مغروس
Yeah, there's more, but to make the point, this is all we need to read. Yeah, did you notice that Jesus didn't read everything? In fact, he just stops in the middle of one verse, verse 2. Yeah, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and then he stops. He closes the book and sits down.
Yeah.
He doesn't read the second part.
Yeah.
And the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn, etc.
Now,
why does he do that? Now, the answer is found in the next verse in Luke 4. Because Jesus starts talking.
And he says,
and he began to say unto them, this day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. So why does he stop in the middle of the verse?
Because
till this part,
قسمت,
yeah, it is now fulfilled in Jesus.
Yeah,
he's telling them what Isaiah the prophet wrote and spoke about.
Yeah,
this was about me. Yeah, that part is fulfilled now. Now, there's another part of that prophecy that will be fulfilled in the future. Like the part of the vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn. Is that fulfilled yet today, 2,000 years later?
Yeah.
No, it's not fulfilled. Yeah, we're still at where Jesus stopped
speaking. Yeah,
when will this be fulfilled?
Now
go to Revelation 6:10. We'll get a good idea. How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood of them that dwell on the earth?
398.
اینان بانگ بلند برداشتند که ای سرور مختلف، ای قدوس، ای برحق، تا به کی از داوری زمینیان و گرفتن انتقام خون ما از آنان باز می‌ایستی.
Yeah, now what is the answer to that? In verse 11. And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren, that they should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled.
Verse 11.
Yeah, I just preached a whole series on the end times. Yeah, what was that little season? Yeah, what is the next event?
Yeah,
if you read on in the chapter, you'll see that's the second coming of Jesus Christ. And it's the same day that God starts pouring out his wrath on the earth. Yeah, that's the vengeance of God being poured out on the earth. Yeah, then that part will start to be fulfilled. Yeah, we are at the comma, we are at the break where Jesus stopped. Yeah, and that's why he read simply till there. Because he wanted to say, hey, this is fulfilled now.